This is the continuation and conclusion of an interview with Vivian Sheriffs. The interview was conducted by Michael Telsrow on March 13, 1995 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's oral history project entitled Forgotten Champs, the Milwaukee Chicks of 1944. Tape 2, Side 1.
Is there a large celebration in Milwaukee?
Oh, yes. Town was like an idiot place.
Parades?
Parades galore, parties, everything. I mean, at that time, I had really gone back to play in West Dallas for a little bit. And, when the war was over, I think I was having my hair done, and they tracked me down. It was all, get together, we're meeting, we're going to have a party, wow. And it was, you know, it was just like we all had one thing in common. Yes, this is it. It's over. We can resume our lives.
Did your husband come home immediately?
Shortly thereafter, yeah. And see, Dan had been in the Navy when he was a kid. I think he lied about his age to get in. And I was rather upset with him when I found out that he allowed himself to be drafted in the Army, whereas if he had stayed with the Navy, he would have been something else besides a buck sergeant of some kind.
So he got out of the service after
yeah.
the war.
Yeah.
What did he do after the war?
He started working for Railway Express. Like I said, he was in the motor pool and quite a good driver, and he liked to play around with cars and things like this. So it was an obvious thing he was going to do. There weren't that many jobs available at that point. Without the normal amount of training or background or whatever.
When did you leave baseball for good?
I think it was probably around 49 or 50, someplace in there.
Why did you leave?
Starting to feel a lot of the injuries that I got, besides being on crutches for a month because somebody slid into me, and then my mother was a little bit instrumental in that too. She said, I think it's time that you grew up and realize you can't last forever doing this.
How did you feel about leaving the game?
I felt badly at first, but then I thought, no, my mom's probably right. I got a lot of living to do, and I won't do it if I'm going to keep getting cracked up, because I didn't have brains enough to get out of the way. I blocked bases. I did dumb things, which, well, it was part of the game to me, but they were dumb. As you start to get a little bit older, you start to realize your body isn't going to take this much longer.
Did you have your mind set on a particular career when you left baseball?
Just in office work of some kind. I was in PR for, as you probably recognize, I can chat away for hours and hours on end. But the challenge of doing things that basically are men's jobs, talking to high people in the industries and things like this, it's always challenge to me. I like challenges.
Did you encounter any opposition to any jobs that you applied for?
No, not really. Like I said, I worked when I was in school for my dad. The minute I got out of school, I started to work, so it wasn't really a drag time. My dad wanted me to go to college, and I didn't see any reason to go to college, so I didn't go to college. Just went with the street smarts and said, okay, here I am, take me or leave me.
You mentioned that you've kept in contact with many of the, or some of the teammates at least. Have you been able to attend any reunions?
No, I haven't gone to them, to be honest with you. I have realized, you know, the fact that we're all older, and I'm saying, oh my God, I'd probably run into one of my teammates, wouldn't even know her, and I feel like a jerk.
Ooh, the high school reunion.
High school reunions I didn't go to either. It's same feeling. I don't know. Well, I love parties and things. This does not doesn't bug me in the least, but I guess it's meeting up with people that you knew many, many years ago, where everything has changed, and you say, oh, my goodness, oh, you are so-and-so, oh, yeah. It just, I don't know, and to talk about, like, baseball, it's probably realize I haven't been gung-ho to get into this much, because I just don't feel I was that great. I didn't really add that much that was going to change, you know, anything about me or about anybody. So it's just, yes, the memories are there. I'm not going to deny that, but if I had to do it over again, I don't even know if I would.
Really? In the movie A League of Their Own, what single aspect of that movie was the most realistic, do you think?
The actual playing. They did a lot of things that we had done that in today's professional baseball and things, like I said, the sliding in on your belly and things like this. I could sit there and relate to what they were doing and how they felt about it. They did a fantastic job of portraying these people.
Did that film spark any renewed interest in you about the All American Girls Baseball League?
No. I just figured it's over, it's done, I had my fun, and God bless everybody else who wants to do it.
What are the most important memories of your time with the Milwaukee Chicks?
I think it was the people I was playing ball with. They were interesting. I mean, we had, like I said, we had people from all stations of life. You had some of these gals that were models. You had some of the girls that were movie starlets and things like this. It was kind of exciting just to see what they were doing as compared to what I had done with my life.
Do you believe that your role with the Chicks was significant?
Well, in a way, I guess it was. It instilled a lot of having faith in your fellow players and things like that, that you knew that it was just going to be right. Seems to me that these people were very instrumental in maybe my attitude towards other people now. Because they were really wide open and lots of fun and understanding, considerate.
Do you think that the... what is the significance of the baseball league in American history? Do you think there is?
Well, that too is kind of difficult to answer. You know, portraying the type of situation that we did and realizing it was a cover-up for the war years. Baseball in itself has a very, very big part in the entertainment world of today, regardless of what people think about the fantastic salaries and the prima donna situation of many of these players that kind of make you a little bit sick to your stomach when you realize, hey, I had a hangnail. I wasn't allowed to sit on the bench and drag down a fantastic salary or say, well, I'm not going to play if you're going to be like that about it. This is an entire different concept.
Do you get out to see much baseball anymore?
I don't even like to watch it on television. I guess because I feel the way I do about it, that they're just taking advantage of the American public and we're allowing it to happen. It's like with this strike going on now. My own feeling is, let them sit. And I know a lot of other people that feel the same way, but you've got a certain amount of people that can't live without baseball. I can live without it. Any of the other things I've had to give up in my life, I found other things to fill in. I bowled till I couldn't anymore. That was fun. I enjoyed it. Met a lot of nice people. I have a card club that meets here every Monday night that are former bowlers.
What are some of the big changes that you've seen in Milwaukee since the Second World War?
Well, there are so many. It's all predicated, I think, mostly on a financial situation. Milwaukee is very conservative. They have been, they probably will be for the rest of their lives. And people do not take kindly in Milwaukee to radical changes. And I think anybody coming from out of town can probably recognize it's probably like the biggest little town there is. But the people here are just not venturesome people. They're not going to go jumping into something without knowing where they're going. Like I said, they're very conservative.
Do you believe that it's important to tell about your experiences in the baseball league?
I don't know. I don't think it would have any significant meaning to anybody particularly. I don't know. A lot of people are, I know my own friends for an example, they have fits when I say, well, I'm not going to Cooperstown right now. I may go there sometime, and I don't care about having my picture plastered on something. That's just memorabilia to me as far as, yes, I was there, yes, I participated, yes, I had a good time, and it's over. Let's get on with our lives. You can't do much more than that.